Cloud Atlas, David Mitchell. The Black Sea roars in. Its coldness shocks Louise's senses back to life. Her VW's rear struck the water at 45 degrees, so the seat saved her spine, but the car now swings upside down. She is trussed by her seatbelt, inches from the windshield. Seawater pounds her head. Get out or die here. Louisa panics, breathes a lungful of water, and struggles into a pocket of air, coughing. Unhook this belt. She squirms and jackknifes up to the belt lock. Release button. It doesn't click. Your weight stops it engaging. The car half somersaults deeper, and with a wrenching noise, a giant squid-shaped air bubble flies away. Her clothes are bloated and heavy and cling to her body. Louisa stabs the button, frantic, and the strap drifts free. More air. She finds an air pocket trapped beneath a windscreen of dark water. The sea's mass jams the door shut. Roll down the window. It inches halfway and jams. Right where it always jams. Louisa shimmies around, squeezes her head, shoulders and torso through the gap. Two words are jolted free. Sixsmith report. She pulls herself back into the sinking vehicle. Can't see a damn thing. A plastic trash bag, wedged under the seat. She doubles up in the confined space. It's here. She hauls, like a woman hauling a sack of rocks. She feeds herself feet first back out the window, but the report is too fat. The sinking car drags Louisa down. Her lungs ache now. The sodden papers have quadrupled their weight. The trash bag is through the window, but as she kicks and struggles, Louisa feels a lightening. Hundreds of pages spin free from the vanilla binder, wheeling wherever the sea will take them. Wheeling around her. Playing cards in Alice.